Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. City Council begins fiscal year 27 budget deliberations, submits five resolutions to mayor, by Bruce Henderson. On May 21st, the City Council began deliberations on the fiscal year 2027 budget as a committee of the whole, approving most departmental budgets while holding four, law, planning, public works, and schools, pending responses to five budget resolutions approved in the meeting for submission to the mayor. The meeting opened with a moment of silence in memory of Congressman Barney Frank. The five budget resolutions focused on a range of issues, including the proposed restructuring of the ADA coordinator position, staffing in the planning department, reinstatement of a rain barrel program, and school transportation policies related to bus fees and use of electric school buses. The first resolution addresses the mayor's proposal to restructure the ADA coordinator role into a hybrid ADA coordinator and assistant city solicitor position within the law department. Several councilors expressed concern that combining legal responsibilities with disability advocacy could dilute the city's commitment to residents with disabilities. Councilor Albright argued that maintaining a dedicated full-time ADA coordinator with responsibilities that extend past the legal responsibilities will show that we really do care about people with disabilities. Some councilors also suggested relocating the position from the Law Department to the Health and Human Services Department to better align with its mission. The proposed new job description would require the individual to hold a law degree. Chief Operating Officer Josh Morse defended the proposal, arguing that such legal expertise would strengthen the city's ability to address ADA compliance and advocacy issues. Still, several councilors expressed skepticism, questioning whether the reimagined role was designed primarily to support the law department rather than serve the disability community. The council ultimately approved the resolution urging the mayor to maintain a dedicated full-time ADA coordinator position and voted to hold any decision on the law department budget. The planning department budget generated another lengthy debate. A second resolution was filed in response to the mayor's proposed reduction in funding for the planning department. The resolution calls for an additional professional staff member and a review of compensation for departmental leadership. Supporters of the resolution argued that planning plays a critical role in Newton's long-term fiscal sustainability, housing production, climate resiliency, economic development, and historic preservation efforts. According to the resolution, the proposed reduction undermines the department's capacity to retain and attract qualified professional staff, conduct timely reviews, and provide the level of service that Newton residents and applicants deserve. Councilors Albright and Roche warned that reducing planning resources could weaken public engagement, slow permitting, and increase reliance on outside consultants. Councilor Albright emphasized that the planning department plays an important role in guiding the city's long-term growth and land use policy, particularly as housing affordability and climate resiliency become increasingly urgent concerns. She noted that although the economic development staff position had been moved to the mayor's office, the planning department still has an important role to play in economic development and requires sufficient staffing to fulfill that responsibility. Councilor Albright also expressed concern that planning was one of the few departments facing a budget reduction, while many others saw increases. "That reflects somebody's priorities," she said. "And they are not mine, and I hope the administration takes this resolution seriously." Councillor Roche framed the discussion in broader fiscal terms, arguing that Newton faces structural financial challenges that require the city to rethink strategies for growth and revenue generation. He said that specialized planning knowledge would be indispensable in helping Newton position itself for long-term sustainability. And he expressed surprise that planning was the only department facing reduced funding given those challenges. Administration officials defended the reductions, arguing that some staffing cuts reflected efficiencies created by new technology systems, including AI tools and the implementation of NewGov software, as well as the transfer of economic development functions into the mayor's office. COO Morse described the move of economic development as an effort to elevate the function within city government, while Chief Financial Officer Maureen Lemieux noted that one eliminated position was administrative rather than a planner role. Lemieux also explained that because much of the city's zoning work has already been completed, the administration believes that reducing certain consulting funds from $200,000 to $100,000 is appropriate. She emphasized that economic development resources had actually increased overall, with spending rising from approximately $163,000 last year to $347,000 this year. According to Lemieux, moving economic development into the mayor's office allows the mayor and COO to focus directly on strategies to strengthen village centers and support business growth. Councillor Block questioned whether the issue would have generated the same concern had the economic development budget remained within the planning department, while Councillor Block supported the mayor's authority to restructure departments internally. Councillor Roche argued that the city must think more broadly about planning and growth if it hopes to address its long-term fiscal challenges. Councillor Leary added that while the economic development team appears focused on supporting existing businesses, the planning department is better positioned to think strategically about redevelopment and the city's future economy. The amended resolution, requesting that the mayor consider adding additional planning staff, ultimately passed by a vote of 17 in favor, 2 opposed, 3 abstentions, and 2 absent. A decision on the planning department budget was held. The council then turned to 3 resolutions related to climate and sustainability initiatives involving the budgets of Public Works and the school department. The 3rd resolution calls for reinstating the city's former rain barrel program, which had been discontinued in 2022. Supporters argued that the program could encourage water conservation, reduce irrigation demand, and advance biodiversity and climate goals. After concerns were raised about linking the program to increased irrigation water rates, the council amended the resolution to remove the rate increase provision while still encouraging the city to coordinate bulk purchases of rain barrels for residents. The amended resolution passed, 14 in favor, 1 opposed, 7 abstentions, and 2 absent. Decision on the Department of Public Works budget was held. 2 additional resolutions focused on transportation policy and climate goals that were raised during the discussion of the school department budget. The 4th resolution proposes reducing or eliminating school bus fees. Supporters argued that bus fees discourage environmentally friendly transportation choices and contribute to increased traffic congestion around schools. Others, however, expressed concern about eliminating approximately $1.1 million in annual revenue from bus fees without identifying a replacement funding source, as well as concerns that the council could be overstepping its authority with regard to issues in the purview of the school committee. The resolution passed on a roll call vote of 10 in favor, 7 opposed, 5 abstentions, and 2 absent. The 5th resolution requests the administration to identify a city-owned site for a future depot for electric school buses. Councillors highlighted a $1.5 million MassCEC grant that has been awarded to the Town of Lincoln and the City of Newton to support a transition to electric school buses. Given that the transition will take several years, the resolution suggests that there is no need for a site to accommodate an entire fleet at this time. Beverly, Lawrence, and Belmont have already begun transitioning to electric school buses. Councillor Damoubed said that the possibility of a site being in Newton would help reduce the cost of the bus contract, and he suggested that could help the school committee get to electric buses in a cost-effective way. The resolution passed by voice vote with 20 in favor, 1 opposed, 1 abstention, and 2 absent. The school department budget was held pending further responses from the administration. The mayor is expected to respond to the 5 budget resolutions by the time the council resumes budget deliberations on Tuesday, May 26th, at its scheduled meeting as a committee of the whole. The council's amendment powers are limited. Their budget resolutions are requests that the mayor may or may not act upon. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.